It's the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Siebert, in for Kate Archer-Kent. In his January State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers spoke about the importance of investing in small businesses and local workforce solutions to maintain the state's economic momentum. But what are those solutions, and what will those efforts entail? Call with your questions about the challenges facing Wisconsin's economy and the solutions under consideration. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Missy Hughes is the secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, also known as WEDEC. Secretary Hughes, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Shereen.
Governor Tony Evers' state budget plan would include annual appropriations for Main Street bounce back grants and creating a venture capital program with $75 million in one-time funding. How would that funding be used?
So there's really two things that we're talking about when we talk about Main Street Bounce Back and the Venture Capital Fund. Main Street Bounce Back is the continuation of a program we started with the governor, which dedicated $100 million towards helping small businesses on our main streets and commercial corridors all around the state to occupy vacant spaces. And to date, we've seen about 9,500 businesses in all 72 counties start up and are helping to our main streets to be vibrant and exciting. The Venture Capital Fund is another effort, which we've received $50 million from the U.S. Treasury to start, and the governor is seeking to add to that, which really helps those entrepreneurial businesses that are looking to have their ideas go to market and then really scale up and potentially become billion-dollar businesses. So these are examples of the multi-pronged effort we're making across the state to really bolster Wisconsin's economy and continue to see the incredible recovery that we're experiencing.
Have those funds made a crucial difference for these businesses?
The Main Street Bounce Back grants are out there working right now, and they've made a really big difference. As I travel around the state talking to Main Street Bounce Back recipients, they've used those dollars to pay their rent or to buy inventory, and it's really given them that extra fuel to get up and running quickly, and they're so excited about the opportunity they have.
Governor Evers is urging WEDEC to receive an additional $10 million to address additional cost pressures that the agency itself is facing. So why is this money needed?
Well, we've essentially had a flat budget at WEDC for quite a few years. And given inflation, but also given the opportunity to continue to bolster Wisconsin's economy, we've requested that we have some catch-up funds in order to be able to really continue to do the good work. We do work all around the state of helping communities with projects or businesses. If they want to expand, we give them a little extra opportunity to maybe think bigger. And so we're asking the legislature to continue to help us invest in Wisconsin.
We're talking about Wisconsin's economy with Missy Hughes, the head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, also known as the WEDEC. Where is further economic development in the state most needed when you look at the big picture?
Well, we're really taking a multi-pronged approach to thinking about Wisconsin's economy. We've already invested in our small businesses, and of course, WEDC is known often for the big businesses we support, like Milwaukee Tool or Molson Coors, and we really want to make sure that we're helping these entrepreneurs. So I think that we've got a really good strategy to make sure that we are supporting the economy, and we want to continue that work.
Are there specific geographic regions, perhaps, that need more assistance than others?
Well, I'm not going to choose one over the other, but I will tell you that we have a really dedicated approach to rural Wisconsin. The governor created the Office of Rural Prosperity and housed that in WEDC because we want to make sure that every rural community has the resources it needs to fulfill what it sees as its biggest strengths and really bring those to life. But then, of course, we have real challenges in our urban areas, and we want to make sure that those traditionally underserved communities also have opportunities. And so, again, we're looking at both our urban and rural areas and the unique kind of support that they need.
When you hear from business leaders in a range of industries, are there certain industries that communicate to you, seem to communicate more need to you as well?
Well, manufacturing in Wisconsin is incredibly important for the overall economy. And of course, as I talk to manufacturers, what I'm hearing from them is workforce. And it's a big challenge in Wisconsin to make sure that we have enough people to help them grow as much as they want and achieve the opportunities that they're seeing. With all the upheaval we're seeing around the world, Wisconsin manufacturers have such an opportunity to bring a lot of manufacturing back to the United States, back to Wisconsin, and they need workforce to be able to do that.
Wisconsin's food, forestry, and agriculture product exports totaled well over $4 billion last year. That set a new record. Why are the state's exports doing so well?
Well, we've just really seen the growth that our manufacturers are able to take advantage of, not only globally, but when we talk about exports, we also talk about exports to other states. And so Wisconsin is such an incredible supplier of parts that go into bigger machines. And so as companies all around the country and all around the globe are looking for those parts, they're looking to Wisconsin to supply them.
And last month, the WEDIC and the Wisconsin Alumni Association in Korea signed an agreement to promote the state as a good place to do business and as a welcoming destination for Korean students. Why is South Korea a goal for increasing businesses?
I'm so excited about this. The alumni from the University of Wisconsin-Madison in Korea are one of the strongest associations we have in the globe. And in speaking with them, they really wanted to make a connection between the Korea business culture and Wisconsin. And so we've got champions in South Korea who are talking about their time at school here, how great it was, and how they want to continue those connections. So this is an opportunity for Wisconsin businesses to export to Korea and for Korean businesses who want to enter the U.S. market to come and use Wisconsin as a landing place. And so we're just really excited that we've got this powerhouse of alumni in South Korea who include very incredible business people, but also government officials. And so we just see an opportunity there to strengthen that connection and really start to think about how Wisconsin and Korea can work together.
How much of an impact is this?
Well, it's just starting. We've just really been able to sign a memorandum of understanding and get this relationship up and running. But I can tell you that the connections are already being made, especially for Wisconsin businessmen, Korean business people who are in Korea now and are seeing the opportunity of coming to Wisconsin and establishing their business here.
Are there other countries that are top priorities for growing exports? What other countries are you looking at and why?
Well, we really focus on markets that are already existing and helping our businesses take advantage of them. So Canada and Mexico, obviously their location makes it really easy for our Wisconsin businesses to think about exporting there. China continues to be a powerhouse of exporting and importing for Wisconsin. And so we focus on China, but there's also lots of opportunity we're seeing with Germany and other countries in Europe who are looking for opportunities to enter the U.S. market and use Wisconsin as a landing zone. Wisconsin, because of its central location, incredible transportation, and incredible workforce, are the opportunities to for foreign companies to be able to access the rest of the U.S. market. And if they want to invest in the United States, why not invest here in Wisconsin first?
Missy, I want to circle back to something that we talked about earlier in just a few minutes ago. We were talking about the Main Street Bounce Back grants and the money that's available for small businesses. How are you communicating that to businesses? How are they applying for those funds and getting them?
We've really taken the approach of working with our local partners throughout the state to be able to make sure that our businesses know exactly what the resources are and how to access them. You know, over the last few years, there's just been a flood of information coming at our businesses. So it's been really important to us that we are very truthful and honest and forthright with our businesses about what's available and how to apply for it. So our local partners all around the state have enabled us to have one-on-one conversations with businesses, talk to them about the opportunities, and then once they've been able to get a grant, make sure that they've got the technical assistance they need to be successful, whether that's financial planning or marketing. We want to make sure that we're there for the long run to help these businesses not only get started, but also succeed.
We have a caller from Madison. It is Jack. Jack, thanks for being with us. What's your question?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks. I'm thinking about ways of bolstering economic development, especially in light of, I guess, decisions that our neighbors have made. So recreational marijuana is legal in both Illinois and Michigan, and both states seem to have reaped tens of millions of dollars in tax revenue from marijuana, including $36 million in Illinois from Wisconsin tourists and clientele, I should say. And until Wisconsin's able to see some of that money in legal cannabis revenue to pay for our schools, our infrastructure, and other pieces, I wondered what we could do to make up some of those funds in the near term.
Thanks, Jack. Missy, what do you say about that?
Well, certainly there's a lot of conversation to be had about the economic opportunity for legalizing marijuana and the fact that, you know, our neighbors are taking advantage of that and often receiving dollars from Wisconsinites in order to satisfy what they're looking for as a consumer. As we look at opportunities for developing economic development, you know, keep in mind that we have a surplus in Wisconsin of almost $7 billion, and we should be thinking about how are we investing those dollars back into our universities, back into our tech colleges. You know, I think the overall mindset needs to be, when we have these available tax dollars, how do we invest those back in our communities and make sure that we're creating the quality of life and the opportunities for Wisconsinites to stay here and grow their lives and their families here. But also, we want to attract people to Wisconsin. And so what do we need to have in order for someone to decide that they want to move to Wisconsin and live here?
Thanks for the call, Jack. Missy Hughes is the secretary and CEO of the WEDC. Join our conversation at any time by calling in with your questions or comments on economic growth. This is the State Capitol Report, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. We're continuing our conversation with Missy Hughes, the secretary and CEO of the WEDC. Call with your questions or what you'd like to see happen to support businesses in Wisconsin. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Missy, last month, Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced Wisconsin would use nearly $80 million from federal pandemic relief funding for small businesses. $50 million is going to WEDC to establish the Wisconsin Investment Fund. Tell me a little bit about how that money is going to be used.
So the Wisconsin Investment Fund is our opportunity to set up a venture capital fund where Wisconsin is able to invest directly into Wisconsin businesses with the mindset of keeping them here in Wisconsin. What we've seen over the last few years is a business starts in Wisconsin. They've got exciting ideas. They need investment, and that investment comes from the East Coast or the West Coast. And the trick about that is those investors on the coast want their businesses close to them. And so we see that Wisconsin business have to move to California or move to Massachusetts. And by being able to invest in these businesses here in Wisconsin, we'll be able to keep those businesses here growing, hiring people, and really succeeding. So what we'll do is we will take this $50 million and we're going to co-invest with other investment funds, venture capital funds here in Wisconsin, and together we're going to invest in Wisconsin businesses. We're going to take the expertise of these fund managers and we're going to say, tell us what businesses we should be investing in. And we're going to work together with them to be able to keep those Wisconsin businesses here. It's a really innovative, exciting opportunity. And we have the $50 million initially from the U.S. Treasury as part of the that is the American Rescue Plan Act funding. And then what the governor is suggesting to the legislature is let's take another $75 million and really supercharge this fund and make sure that Wisconsin businesses who want to grow here know they have the capital here and they can stay here.
We have Martha on the line from Menominee. Hi, Martha.
Hey, good morning, ladies. This is a great conversation. Say, I'm wondering if Missy could route me to the right department or program. We've got a couple of senior citizens here in Menominee. Did the work corporate thing and discovered my husband has quite a talent for building guitar pickups. Brad Paisley seems to think so. So we got a little business going here. And the folks at Nashville keep saying just what Missy was talking about. Move down here. Bring your business down here. Well, we've stuffed so much into it during the pandemic, got a PPP loan. The cupboards are bare. So we want to keep this going. It's a mom and pop shop. We love it. It's great. But we need money. So is there a grant for senior citizens or any kind of program for senior citizens in business? We'd okay. like to keep this going.
Thanks, Martha. What advice do you have for Martha?
I love Martha's question. It is such a example of what we hear about here in Wisconsin. Folks are, you know, thinking about how to create a new business and how do they find funding for it. So I have a couple pieces of advice for Martha. I mentioned earlier our local economic developers all around the state. You would be surprised, Shireen. There are people who are so ready to help businesses with these kinds of efforts. They're local economic developers. They're heads of chambers of commerce. They're folks right there who are ready to help our businesses dream and plan how to grow. And I would suggest that Martha reach out to, in her area in Menominee, there's a group called Momentum West, and they will be ready to help Martha with her questions. The other kind of unsung hero we have all around the state, at every UW campus, we have what's called the Small Business Development Center, SBDC. These are funded by federal funds from the Small Business Administration, and they too are also ready to help make those connections to help our small businesses succeed. So in Menominee, they could choose to either go to River Falls or to Eau Claire, and there's an SBDC there ready to help Martha. It doesn't matter whether she's a senior citizen or a teenager, these groups are ready to help.
William also sent us an email wanting to know more about how the WEDC is working with regional planning commissions.
Yeah, our regional planning commissions are another group located all around the state that are really smart and focused on economic development at a strategic level for a multi-county region. And our regional planning commissions are key in being able to look at a whole region and say, what are the strengths? What are the opportunities? And then coming to the state and having conversations with us about how can we find resources for a big idea in a region or to help keep something going. Our regional planning commissions have also been critically important in helping us deploy the Main Street Bounce Back Funds, and we're so thankful for their partnership.
And we have Steve on the line from Lake Geneva, just a couple of minutes left in our time together. Steve, what was your question?
Yes, well, just a quick comment. My dad was an entrepreneur. The point is that we are now confronted with two crises. They call them twin crises, the climate crisis and the biodiversity crisis, which threaten to they're already.
I'm sorry we lost Steve, but thank you for calling, Steve. Missy, I want to ask you, in the brief time we have left together, the State Department of Workforce Development is seeing an increase in layoff notices compared to the same period last year. Is Wisconsin headed toward a recession, and how is your agency preparing for that?
You know, in my conversations with businesses, what I'm hearing is they continue to be concerned at an overwide national level about a recession, but yet they're really doing well. They are not laying folks off. In fact, they're continuing to try to find workforce and to hire. So while we see the isolated layoff moments, we are also knowing that those workers are able to find employment very quickly. Wisconsin, at the end of last week, announced again record-setting 2.7% unemployment. So we are seeing our workers working, and we need to continue to think about how do we support our businesses in finding those workers, but also making sure that folks have the things they need, like childcare, housing, transportation, in order to be fully employed so that we can support our businesses. Overall, I think Wisconsin is incredibly well positioned to withstand any kind of national recession that we see. We have an incredibly strong economic foundation coming out of the pandemic, and I have no doubt about how we will come through this with strength and moving forward.
Last 30 seconds, I want to just ask you about the Brewers in Milwaukee. There was an incentive that is likely dead. Are state authorities near making another deal with the team?
You know, we need to support our sporting teams, whether it's the Bucks or the Brewers, in being able to provide folks with that exciting sports entertainment that they want when they move here or when they're living here. Having these great teams here is incredibly important. And I actually have no doubt that we'll find a way to support the Brewers as we support the Bucks and the Packers and make sure that we have a really vibrant sporting life here in Wisconsin.
Missy Hughes, the Secretary and CEO of the WEDC, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.